This is a recording of Revisiting Soraya at Elefantine by Neil Rapley, published in Interpreter, a Journal of Latter-day Saint Faith and Scholarship, Volume 32, 2019, read by Neil Rapley. Abstract. Jeffrey R. Chadwick has previously called attention to the name S-R-Y-H, pronounced Soraya or Soraya, as a Hebrew woman's name in the Jewish community at Elefantine. Paul Y. Hoskinson, however, felt this evidence was not definitive because part of the text was missing and had to be restored. Now, a more recently published Ashrakan from Elefantine, which contains a sure attestation of the name S-R-Y-H as a woman's name without the need of restoration, satisfies Hoskinson's call for more definitive evidence and makes it more likely that the name is correctly restored on the papyrus first noticed by Chadwick. The appearance of the name Soraya or Soraya as a woman's name, exclusively in the Book of Mormon and at Elefantine, is made even more interesting since both communities have their roots in northern Israel around the 8th to 7th centuries BCE. In 1993, Jeffrey R. Chadwick noted the appearance of the Hebrew name S-R-Y-H, typically rendered Soraya in English, as a woman's name on an Aramaic papyrus from Elefantine and dated to the 5th century BCE. As also pointed out by Chadwick, Naaman Avigad has argued that the Hebrew name S-R-Y-H should be rendered as Sarayahu rather than the usual Sarayahu, which would make the English spelling Soraya instead of Soraya. Thus, according to Chadwick, the attestation of S-R-Y-H as a Hebrew female name at Elefantine provides strong supporting evidence for the appearance of a Hebrew woman named Soraya in the Book of Mormon. See 1 Nephi Headnote, 1 Nephi 2 verse 5, 5 verse 1, and 6 and 8 verse 14. Paul Y. Hoskinson, however, urged caution about this evidence, since the papyrus in question, Kali 22, has a lacuna requiring restoration of both the final he, that is, the h in S-R-Y-H, and also the bet resh of the Aramaic word b-r-t, meaning daughter, which is the key indication that the individual in question is a woman. Thus, Hoskinson cautioned restorations cannot provide absolute proof, but rather, at best, a suggestion. He considered it a good sign that other scholars accept the possible existence of this feminine name in relative temporal proximity to the beginnings of the Book of Mormon, but Hoskinson ultimately felt a clear-cut example of the name for a female would be more helpful. Chadwick argued, however, that the comparative context of the papyrus leaves little doubt that the reconstruction is accurate, and it's really the extant final T of BRT that assures us that the person was a daughter, not a son. In the most recently published translation and transcription of this papyrus, Bezael Porten and Ada Yardeni would seem to agree. In their hand drawing of the Kali 22 papyrus, they represented the restoration of the final he in S-R-Y-H and the bet resh of B-R-T as being nearly certain. This is shown in Figure 1 of the written version of this article, available at journal.interpreterfoundation.org. Nonetheless, new evidence which completely satisfies Hoskinson's call for a more clear-cut example has been found. Porten and Yardeni document S-R-Y-H as a Hebrew feminine name not once, but twice among the Aramaic documents at Elefantine. A list of names on an ostracon found there, dated to the second half of the 5th century BCE, includes Soraya, daughter of. The name of Soraya's or Soraya's parent is broken off, but both Soraya and daughter are attested in full, thus providing an undeniable example of S-R-Y-H as a female name. This is shown on Figure 2 of the written version of this article, available at journal.interpreterfoundation.org. This would seem to meet Hoskinson's demand for more clear-cut evidence. Furthermore, This clear attestation of S-R-Y-H as a female name at Elefantine provides reassuring evidence that Kali 22, which comes from the same time period, is indeed restored correctly as Saraya, daughter of Hosea. In light of Lehi's ancestors coming from northern Israel, see 1 Nephi 5, 14 and 16, around 720 BCE, it's also interesting to note that, according to Carl van der Toorn, the Jewish community at Elefantine ultimately has its roots in northern Israel, around 700 BCE. After surveying the evidence from the deity names in the Aramaic texts, van der Toorn concludes, "The entire picture of the religious life at Elefantine and Siwen-Ne strongly suggests that the historical core of the communities came from northern Israel." He further notes the immigrants from northern Israel would have entered Egypt by way of Judah, and suspects some of them stayed in Judah for a significant length of time before migrating to Egypt sometime in the 7th century BCE. Therefore, the founders of the Elefantine community were likely contemporaries of Lehi or his parents, and were similarly Israelites of northern stock who initially settled in Judah. These details add to the significance of these two references to women named Saraya or Saraya at Elefantine. In both the Hebrew Bible and the epigraphic evidence from Judah, this name is only attested as a male's name. While this could simply be due to the limitations of our available dataset, it's also possible the attestation of S-R-Y-H as a woman's name both in the Book of Mormon and at Elefantine, and only in these sources, reflects a specifically northern Israelite practice. In any case, with the certain reference of a woman named S-R-Y-H on an ostracon from Elefantine, there can no longer be any doubt that Saraya or Saraya was a Hebrew woman's name in the mid-first millennium BCE. For an appendix with a transcription and translation of the two texts from Elefantine which mention women named Saraya or Saraya, see the written version of this article at journal.interpreterfoundation.org. Neil Rapley is a research project manager for Book of Mormon Central. He blogs about Latter-day Saint topics at studio@quoquefide.com. This has been a recording of Revisiting Saraya at Elefantine by Neil Rapley, published in Interpreter, a Journal of Latter-day Saint Faith and Scholarship, Volume 32, 2019, read by Neil Rapley. This audio recording is copyrighted under a Creative Commons license and may be freely distributed if it remains unchanged. The journal and its website are credited and is for non-commercial use. A printed version of this and many other articles can be found at journal.interpreterfoundation.org. More information about the Interpreter Foundation, along with a wide array of additional resources, can be found at interpreterfoundation.org.